his friends. This year should be a special schus. L'nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel. And the Mishnah on Meseches Shvius, very first Mishnah, says that in Mosei Choshen B'Sdei Ilan, how long are you allowed to plant in a field of trees an Erev Shvius? So Beis Shammai says that as long as it's Yafel Pri. Beis Hillel says as long as the plowing will help the Peres of the 6 years. Of the sixth year, but not for the Paris of the seventh year. Beis Hillel would say, no, until Shavuos, the plowing is going to be effective for the Paris of this year. If we're allowed to plow until Shavuos, Mishnah says there, times are close to each other. And then the Gemara says, what's the Makor? The Yerushalmi says, what's the Makor? And it says, Pasuk Sheshes Yamim Tavod of Yom HaShvi Tishbos B'char Shiva Katsir Tishbos. Can't be talking about Shabbos Bereshis. We already have a Pasuk about that, about what we call Shabbos, that the Gemara calls Shabbos Bereshis. So if you may know Inyan LaShabbos Bereshis, and it also can't be Inyan Shabbos HaShanim, not to do work on Shemitah, because we have a Pasuk for that also. So therefore, it must be telling us the Isser of these two Prakim. In other words, Tosefes Shvius, that Bisteha Ilan is from Atzeres, and Bisteha Tvua is from Pesach, as we see in the second Perek. And these two times are the times of the Isser that were added onto Shvius. And then the Gemara darshins this Isser. The Isser of before, from B'char Shiva Katsir Tishbos, B'char Shik Tziro Aser, and that's Charish of Erev Shviz, that's Nichnas L'Shviz. In other words, Midin Tosefes Shviz, you're not allowed to plow in such a way that it's going to be effective for the peros of katsir that's asir. Why is it a katsir that's asir? Because these peros have kedusha shvius. You're not allowed to do schor, hefse. And then we also darshan that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to plow on shvius, the etziyote lemotze shvius. In other words, you have to be noeg dinei shvius beperish et chilu ligdol b'shvius, which is the time that it's aser to be choresh. Even though they finished in the eighth year. Like, for example, if you have tvua that brought a third on shvius, so it's already royally katzer. You have to be noe kedusha shvius in this tvua, even though you only were kotzer it, even though you only reaped it on the eighth year. It was nigmar b'shvius, but nevertheless, you're noe kedusha shvius. So that's the Tosefes after. So you have a Tosefes before not to do work, and then you have a Tosefes after to be noeg dinei shvius beperos sheschilu ligdol b'shvius, which is the time that it's aser to be choresh, even though they were finished on the shminis. But nevertheless, you're noeg kedusha. Kolpanim, that's the avoda. You know how to do avoda before. There's a Tosefes before. There's a Tosefes afterwards. So if so, why does it say that Choreshin ad Rosh Hashanah? Why is the minhag today? It says Lama Namar. It's a difficult lashon. Lama Namar. Doesn't say this anywhere. So some say the pshat is, why is the minhag today? It's to be Chorish until Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Krispi b'shem Rav Yochanan says, Rav Gamliel b'ezdin hitiru b'shnei prakim arishanim. Rav Gamliel and his b'ezdin were matir to work from Pesach to Atzeres, meaning from Pesach in a state Tvua, from Atzeres in a state Ilan. So originally it was Aser, so came Rabbi Gamliel, and he was Matir. Ad kan mi divrei kacho, and they were Matir. Ad kan mi divrei kacho, shel ha-Gemara. And then the Gemara says, why? How are they allowed to do that? And the answer is, because they were samech on a pasuk. What pasuk were they samech on? Sheshesiyam tavod v'sisa kol melachtecha. Ma erev Shabbos bereishis at mutar lasis melacha ad shtishkachama. Just like on Friday you're allowed to do malach until Shkia, so to an Erev Shavuos you're allowed to do malach until Shkia. So they were reliant on a pasuk, so everything is cool. We have nothing to worry about. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Rash on this Mishnah brings the Yerushalmi. In Tosfos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah 9a, Divrei Maaseh Rabbi Akiva, they write that this man, the Amar, and the Yerushalmi doesn't hold of Tosefes Shvius at all. Because according to this man, the Amar, you're allowed to do Melacha Ad Shetishka Achama. Mamish until Shkias Achama, so there's no Tosefes Shabbos. You know, just like there's no Tosefes Shabbos, there's no Tosefes Shvius. So you see that he does this Tan, the Amar doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos. But Tosin Moed Katan writes that this Tan is Moda that you require Tosefes, but it's only a little bit, so he doesn't count it. And they had to say this because it was Pashat to Tosus and Moed Katan that Mishatishka Achama Asur Lasis Malacha Medina. And therefore, this Man Tosefes is a little bit before Shkia. And therefore, they said, but it's only a little bit, so it doesn't really, the Gemara doesn't really count it. And therefore, they, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were Mevatel, the Tosefes before Rosh Hashanah. But in fact, before Shabbos, there is a little bit of Tosefes. So we have a Machlokas. Is there Tosefes at all according to this Mandar? Tosin Moed Katan says no. Tosin Marshana says there is a little bit. However, the Ran, and this is brought in the Nasan Piryo on Maseches Shvius, so we're going to go in his Derech. The Ran in Beitza writes, "V'lini erakevin shesiv satar tosefet tzarech lo'osei mechol ha'kodesh eiz zman chutz min hazman shum nizhar bo min hasafik shim lokein lo'ya tzarech lahazir ala tosefes v'zel das mi shesover demay damrina desveka daraisi l'churma midaraisi." So Zok the Ran, that I think that since the Torah commanded us to add on to Shabbos, you have to add on mechol ala kodesh Eiz zman, chutz min hazman shunisar bo min hasafek. You have to add on besides what you're adding on because of safek. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to be masir ala tosefes. We wouldn't have to warn adding. If you hold the tzveka daraisa, lechur mis midaraisa. Why does the Torah have to tell us to add on to Shabbos? If anyway you have to add on to Shabbos, because misafik, you don't know when Shabbos is starting, you don't know the exact second. So therefore, when it's telling us to add on to Shabbos, anyway you have to add on to Shabbos misveka daraisa lechurma, just in case it's Shabbos, and then on top of that you have to add on to Shabbos a little bit more. So that's the Ran and Beitza says, that according to the opinion that there is a Tosefes Shabbos, you have to add on, in addition to what you're adding on already al safik, that it might be Shabbos. And if so, according to the Rambam, the beginning of the 16th perek of Avos HaTuma. That's Vegadaraisa Menatoris Lekula. It's mutter to do malacha after Shkia, before Tzeis, which is Man Bein Hashmashas. Because here, Tzvegadaraisa Menatoris Lekula, so Menatora, you're allowed to do malacha after Shkia and before Tzeis. Because that's Man Bein Hashmashas. And when you don't do malacha then, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tosefes. So in that time of Safek, you're going to be knowing Tosefet, that's called Tosefet Shabbos for you. Why is that called Tosefet Shabbos for you? Because you don't have to be Shoves at this time. But since you are Shoves, because Misafek, you're allowed to be Mekel and do Malacha. But if after Shkia you don't do Malacha, during Bein HaShemashes you don't do Malacha, so that means that you're adding on to Shabbos. Now, if that's true, if we go with the Mahalach of the Rambam, then it would turn out that this Tana holds of Tosefes Shabbos. Why does this Tana hold of Tosefes Shabbos? Because he says, just like Erev Shabbos Bereishis, you're allowed to do Malach until Shkia. What do you mean you're allowed to do Malach until Shkia? You're allowed to do Malach until Tzeis. The answer is he holds of Tosefes. Because you're allowed to do Malach until Tzeis, mitzad that it's a Suffolk and you're allowed to be Mekel in the Suffolk. But you have to add on from Shkia, and that's because of Tosefes Shabbos. So it turns out that this Tana does hold of Tosefes Shabbos. So we had Machlokas and Tosis, does this Tana hold of Tosefes Shabbos or not? One opinion says no, one opinion says yeah, but it's only a tiny bit. But according to the Rambam, no, even if you go Mamish until Shkia, you don't add on a tiny bit before Shkia. But even if you Mamish work until Shkia, that's also Tosefes Shabbos. Why? Because after Shkia, you're still allowed to do work. Because it's Sveika Dorais, it's Suffolk, it's Shabbos, and you're allowed to do work on Sveika Lekula, Menat Torah. And if you add on from Shkia, then you're adding on. That's Mitzat Tosefes, not Mitzat the Suffolk. So this Tana will hold if he says that you're allowed to do Malacha until Shkia. He holds up Tosefes Shabbos. So then why does he say you're allowed to do Malacha until Shkia Sachama? Why does he say you're allowed to do malacha till Shkia Sachama? It's enough to have a little bit of a Tosefes. And if so, why don't we say that it's mutter to do malacha even after Shkia Sachama, until a little bit before it says? The reason is because al kolpanim midirabbanan, it's asr mishatishka chama, because fake d'oraisa l'chomer midirabbanan al kolpanim. And nevertheless, you're yotze the din of Tosefes, since minatora you're mutter still to do malacha. So you're stopping at Shkia mitzad d'irabbanan of sveka l'chomer, that after Shkia it might be Shabbos. But at that time, since Midaraisa, you're still allowed to do Malacha. By not doing Malacha, you're adding on to Shabbos Min HaTorah. When you're Shoves, in a time that it's Asr, Malacha Midrabanan, you're Mekayim, the Mitzvah Tosefes, Daraisa. And Tosin Rosh Hashanah writes, this man Darman the Yerushalmi doesn't hold Tosefes Shabbos, holds it's Tzveika Daraisa Min HaTorah's Lachumra. And if so, you're not Yotze Tosefes Shabbos when you stop at Shkia. And that's like the Shita of Tosis in Chagiga, Daf Dalet. That's Muchuch Midivrei HaTosis. That's Tzveika D'oraisa Min HaTorah's Lechumra. They write that a tumtum is pater from Re'iya because he might be bringing chulin ba'azara. Because if he's not chayev, if he's like an isha, then he might bring chulin ba'azara, he might bring this carbon, which is not a carbon, to the azara, and he's not allowed to do that. So therefore he's pater. But if not for that reason, then he'd be chayev, because fekeh d'oraisa l'chumra. And he has to be choshish. Maybe he's a man, this tumtum. So Tosfos holds Sveikas are min haTorah l'chumrah, and therefore Tosfos holds in Rosh Hashanah that when you stop doing malacha before Shabbos at Shkia, so you're not makayim any Tosefes Shabbos, because that's just mitzat Sveikas d'oraisa l'chumrah, not mitzat Tosefes Shabbos. In the Beis Yosef, in our Chaim, Tav Kuf Gimel, he brings the name of the Ravid, that it says, B'tainis Shechol B'Erev Shabbos, that a tainis that comes out in Erev Shabbos, the Misano Mashlim, that you fast and you complete the fast, like we see in Erevin. Mashlim means, you don't eat before Shkia, but Vadai, from Shkia, that's Tosefes Shabbos, Krakide Shayom, and you can already eat. So it's Muchlora L'chora, that the Ravid holds that Sveikah d'oraisa min haTorah is Lakula. This Beis Yosef brings the name of the Ravid. It must be that the Ravid holds that Sveikah d'oraisa min haTorah is Lakula, because if min haTorah is Lachumra, it would emerge that you have to add Tosefes Shabbos before Shkia, like the Ran writes. And if so, you already go into the Tchum of Shabbos before Shkia. So why does he write you have to be Mashlim until Shkia? What's this finishing the fast until Shkia? If you hold up Tosefes Shabbos, add on a little bit before. Because like the Ran writes, Tosefes Shabbos is, if you hold Sveikah d'oraisa l'chumrah is min haTorah, Tosefes Shabbos is before Shkia. So what's pshat that you can go until fast until Shkia? So you must hold that Sveikah d'oraisa l'chumrah min haTorah is l'kula, and you don't have to add on before Shkia. And therefore your mashlim time is you fast until Shkia. Ad az, there's definitely no Tosefes. And then from Shkia, you're knowing Tosefes Shabbos, and also you're also machmir d'rabbanan that it's Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to, from Shkia, you're allowed to eat. Or you can say that even the das haravid Tosefes has to be a little bit before Shkia. And maybe he holds that Sveikah d'oraisa min haTorah is l'chumra. He holds it's l'chumra. And therefore, you have to stop at Shkia. Hi, what about your Tosefes? So the answer is your Tosefes is a tiny bit before Shkia. It's a minute before Shkia. But this minute, we're not counting. You're mashlim the tainus until Shkia. Because we're not talking about that minute before Shkia that you're adding. So it could be that you're eating a minute before Shkia. But the point is, according to the Ravid, that you're allowed to go until just about Shkia. So it could be the Ravid holds your mamash allowed to go until Shkia. Because the Tosefes can already start at Shkia. Because you're allowed to be mekel from Shkia and do malacha, and you're allowed to be mekel from Shkia and do malacha. You're still allowed to be noeg chol. And if from Shkia you're ready noeg Shabbos, so that's a Tosefes. From Shkia is your Tosefes, so you're not doing malacha and you're eating. Or maybe no, he holds that you have to be machmir ready min haTorah from Shkia. Sveikah d'oraisa is l'chumra, and the adding on is a minute before, 2 minutes before, but that's not chashav enough to mention, like Tosis is in Moed Katan. But he really holds that Sveikah is l'chumra, and your Tosefes is before Shkia. So there's a lot more to talk about over here, so hopefully we will revisit this fascinating sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.